6:30 on the ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers coming up at 6:50. Take a look at the playoff action over the weekend, wild card round in the AFC. There wasn't a lot of scoring, but I did find both of those games really interesting, and we'll dive into them coming up here in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Okay, this is a very historic day because making good on our threat to the P1s that we would become mall walkers. After the program today, Giorgio and I are going to head down to North Park Mall, and we are going to mall walk for 30 minutes.
Mall walk up!
Hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
Hashtag Musers Mall Walk on Twitter if you want to follow our progress. And we can't keep the P1s from coming. I mean, this is a public place, so they may show up and walk right behind us, walk in front of us. We may get blocked out. There may be some jockeying for position to get to the front of the mall walking line. We don't know how this is going to go down.
No, we have no idea.
But I spent the weekend getting geared up. I was in full training mode this weekend because I went to Walmart and bought me this shirt that has wicking technology.
Oh, good.
Wicking technology. Very important when you're mall walking to have wicking technology. So I did that. I spent the weekend carbo loading.
You loaded up on carbs, huh?
Which is every weekend, by the way. It's every weekend. Yeah, I carbo loaded, so I'll have plenty of energy for today, plenty of glucose to burn off.
Okay.
And I have my shoes on. You see there, George?
Yeah, those will work.
Yeah. I was originally going to wear high heels today, and then I remembered, oh, no, we got the mall walk, and so I put on the running shoes.
Now, are you walking in jeans, or do you have some sweats that change?
I have some sweats, but I think I will walk in jeans because I think 30 minutes is not that taxing.
Yeah, we got an email from Sweet P1 Diane, who is in her 60s, and she said, I can't believe they're fussing over whether they can walk for 30 minutes. Even I can do that.
Yeah. I think we can make it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be any problem. Now, how much ground can we cover in 30 minutes? The average human walks 3.1 miles per hour. Okay. Now, that's walking.
So we go about a mile and a half.
So what is the... But we're power walking.
We are.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to walk at a brisk pace. Because you can't just, it's not a stroll. We can't just get in there and just kind of go real slow and get to talking.
Well,
looking
it's our first day.
Stuff.
We got to get a lay of the land.
No, we have to put some effort into it.
If you're power walking, you can do 15-minute miles. So you can do 2 miles.
How fast is that?
Well, that would be, if you do 2 miles in an hour, in 30 minutes, that's 4 miles an hour.
Okay,
yeah.
But I think we do faster than that. If the average human walks 3.1 miles an hour, if we're power walking, aren't we going 5 miles an hour?
Why don't you lower the bar just a bit?
Oh, no. All right, question. Is skipping allowed?
Mall skipping?
Because no. I think...
It's a very efficient way.
Because I got to thinking, that would be an interesting idea if we did mall skipping one of the days. Just to try it out, because no one's tried it out before. And maybe that is an excellent way to get around, and it's good for your joints in a different way.
I think that would be highly entertaining.
Be bad for your plantar fasciitis, though.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is, staring plantar fasciitis in the face.
I went to the doctor on Friday and got treated for plantar fasciitis.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got new feet put in.
Did you really see a physician?
I did see a physician, yes.
What did he
say?
But
it was just part of my regular maintenance. He said that I have the strength of 10 men. No, they do this thing, and I believe you and I share a primary care physician, Craig.
Indeed.
Which
is weird.
Yes, it is weird, but it was when we first started at the ticket, and we had to pick a primary care physician, and... A guy who used to be a show host up here said very boldly, oh, you got to go with this guy. We don't want to announce who he is because we want people to break into our medical records.
And I happen to like him a lot. I think he's great.
Oh, he's awesome. But his name is John Physician, right?
Right.
And this co-host said to us, oh, man, John Physician, it's no contest. That's who you got to go with. That's got to be your primary care. Man, that guy's unbelievable. Go with John Physician. We're like, oh, yeah, okay. So we both signed up for the guy. And then like a month or so later, we asked him, hey, have you seen John Physician yet? Who? John Physician, the doctor that you recommended. Oh, I never heard of him. I don't know what you're talking about. It's so frustrating. But ever since, Craig and I have been with John Physician, the doctor.
It is a little weird that he gives us each a prostate exam.
Yeah, every single
time. Every time.
Yeah, Dr. Physician gives us
whether
a prostate
we want
exam.
It or not.
No, whether we want it or not. He was the guy, though, that did turn around, I believe, with the tongue depressor when I had my pants down.
That's a great story.
Well, I was so uncomfortable at the testicular exam that was all that was on my mind. And when he said, okay, well, let's get started, and he turned to wash his hands, so I was like, okay, and pulled down my pants. And he turns back around, and he's got a tongue depressor holding it out. And he says, oh, okay, I guess we'll start with that. So uncomfortable. Anyway, so I got fully checked out, and they do this thing, and you've probably had this done at John Physician's office, Craig, that they give you your heart, I guess, heart event. It's not just heart attack. I think it's any heart event that could happen in the next 10 years. They put you through this algorithm, and all your stats are inputted in this machine, and it spits out your chances of having a heart attack or something like that in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he figured out all mine, and it came out to like 2.1%. He goes, okay. Oh, wow. He said, that's really good. He
good.
Said, anything below 5% is what you want, and you're at 2%, and that's pretty rare
so
to
you're
see something that low.
You're safe to mall walk today.
I am completely cleared to mall walk, because that's what I asked him. I said, doctor, with this 2.1%, do you think that it's safe for me to mall walk today?
I'm about to enter a very strenuous exercise
strenuous
program.
Mall walking. I asked him, I did say, hey, I'm going to be mall walking all next week. And he goes, yeah, I heard.
Oh, no.
So it's today. I'll be going 5 miles an hour. George, you'll be going 4 miles per hour. Will I lap George?
No.
Or do I have a responsibility to walk alongside
him? Together. Yeah. You're not trying to big time me here.
Because one of the reasons you're mall walking is New Year's resolution exercise. But
right,
another reason is camaraderie. You two really need to bury the hatchet. And
we need to hash some stuff out.
Hash some stuff out and build some segment material.
Will I lap George? Who are you? Like Frank Shorter or something?
I am Mr. 2.1%, sir. That's who I am. Strength of 10 men. Okay, are we required to gossip as we walk? Like, we can't talk about important issues. We got to talk about the things that mall walkers talk about.
That's what they do? They gossip?
Yeah, they gossip and exchange recipes.
They talk about their stories.
It's usually always old women who are mall walking. Yet, one time I was in a mall and I saw a guy in jogging shorts and he was about 30. And he was running around the mall, jogging around the mall.
Hmm.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I see an older gentleman doing it, too.
Running or
walking? Yeah.
Well, but still, that's walking. I'm talking about a 30-year-old jogging. Seems like it's a violation of the mall walking spirit.
That's a little weird.
I'm so excited about this because I believe you're going to have a lot of P1s out there. P1s are excited about
this. I predict we'll see zero P1s out there.
I don't know how many, if you're going to be like the Pied Pipers with thousands following you. I don't think it's going to be like that, but I think it's going to be more than two or three that are walking with you.
Walking with us?
Yes.
Or do we have to obey George's rules, which is that P1s have to stay at 10 paces or more?
I never said that.
George has the rule for P1s, don't speak unless spoken to.
Yes, you cannot talk to George directly.
Guy's night out rules of operation, but not mine.
I talked to plenty of P1s during Guy's Night Out. So is there any sort of etiquette as to hydration? George, are you going to wear a camelback?
Yeah, maybe. Do we have any... God, we don't have any...
Core?
Core, yeah.
We'll get some core for you guys.
Yeah, we need some core.
Yeah, we need some core
I'll
water.
Hand out bottles. I'll be there. Since I'm kind of in charge of this whole thing...
How are you in charge of this whole thing?
No one has put you in charge of this. You keep trying to claim you're in charge of it.
I'll be there covering it for the P1, so I'll post some photos and video on Twitter, and I'll hand out some core water to you guys so that you don't get dehydrated. Because you got to think not only about today, but about tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And if you get dehydrated today, it's just going to hurt you tomorrow.
Oh,
and down the road.
Domino effect.
Can we recover?
It'll be a domino effect.
This is a lot like the Tour de France. I mean, we're going to do this every day.
It's unbelievable what you're putting your bodies through.
It really is.
So my question is, when we're getting close to the finish line and we start doing the sprint, see who gets who breaks the ribbon the fastest. Like, are we allowed to touch while we're jockeying for position to get in front to win?
It's just like a Tour de France sprint. Yeah, they fling elbows and shove each other and grab.
See, I think this bodes poorly for you, Giorgio, because I'm both a sprinter and a climber.
Yeah, but I'm I could pick you up with one arm and throw you into a potted plant. So.
And that is a violation of the rules.
I don't think so. There are no rules. Nope.
Have you decided where you're going to start?
No, we're going to discuss that.
Okay. That may be
because
real.
Your balls. So,
there's a big debate going on about that right now.
So those details could be revealed in the corner.
Yeah,
later
George
today.
Wants to start and end at the food court.
Yeah,
and I don't. I think we should start from one end of the mall that is. Does
I told
not have
you
any
I don't
distractions.
Care. I did not say that. I said I don't care where we start because your mall,
George.
So
let it go.
George also called me this weekend
begged.
If he could mall walk shirtless. And I said, look, there's no need for that. It's not going to be that hot in there.
Didn't call him.
Yeah, you did. You said you wanted to put on a gun show.
No. And if I had, you wouldn't have answered. So, no, I did not call you.
All right. One of these days, should we walk shirtless?
No.
God, that would be so great. Just can't even imagine how great that would be. Okay, so more hashtag yes. Musers Mall Walk details coming up in the corner at 9:15. Good luck today, guys.
Hey, thanks, Craig. Thank
you. And since I'm kind of in charge, I'll
You're
be there.
Not in charge.
Six. Right now, 9:17, time for a Monday edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Okay, here in just a moment, we will make the exciting and historic announcement as to the starting location of the famous 2018 Musers Mall Walk. But first, a few quick hits from the Golden Globes as Nicole Kidman clapped like a human being as opposed to a seal. Remember, have you ever seen the clap of her doing the seal clap?
Oh, no.
At the Academy Awards?
She's had some clapping coaching.
And it does look like she had seal hands. Back then, and this time she clapped for real. Now she wins at the Golden Globes, goes up and mentions her two daughters, and some people on Twitter slamming her for not mentioning Isabella or Connor, her adopted children with Tom Cruise.
Does she still have custody?
No. He has custody of them, I think.
Hmm.
I don't even know the last time she saw him.
Hmm.
So they're kind of barely her kids, since Tom Cruise has the controlling interest in them.
Or does Scientology have the controlling interest?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow, Craig ragging on Scientology once again. Interesting.
I'm not ragging on it, I'm just denouncing it. That's a radio joke.
I'm backing away from the mic.
That's a radio joke.
But if you heard her speech, she kind of casually mentioned her kids, saying, hey, they're probably watching right now. Talking about the two kids that she and Keith Urban have at home.
Yeah.
So it's not like she was formally thanking all the children that she has legal custody of. Or legal parental rights. Does she have any of those?
I'm so glad I didn't watch this last night.
Why?
It just looked like a bunch of Hollywood vomit to me. All the highlights I've seen this morning.
Anyway, it's pretty big night for those people.
George.
And Ally Sheedy, on whom I had a crush.
She was there?
No, but she was tweeting, and she tweeted out, James Franco just won. Please never ask me why I left the film TV business.
Huh. Ooh.
Then. Then she said,
kind of with her on that one.
Okay, wait, bye. Christian Slater and James Franco at the table on Golden Globes, hashtag me too.
Huh.
So throwing both of them under the bus. Then she tweeted, why is a man hosting? Why is James Franco allowed in? Said too much. Good night. Love y'all. Hashtag Golden Globes. then she quietly deleted them, I believe, the next morning.
Off.
So. Always. In her day, she was cute, right? When she was in war games.
Breakfast Club days.
She's getting a little more wheels off at the Breakfast Club days, but.
Always a red flag when you have to go back and delete tweets.
Yeah, quietly deleted is always a...
Or anytime you disable a social media account.
Right. Deleted a social media account. All right, so those are just a few notes from the Golden Globes. Now it is the time when Giorgio and I announce the starting point of today's historic Musers Mall Walk! On Sports Radio 1310! Okay. Hit the drum roll. No. Okay, Giorgio, after studying the maps, some people don't have them, but we have
some
them,
people don't.
Of North Park Center, I've determined the best location to start the Musers Mall Walk at 10:30 today.
10:30.
We can get down there quickly enough.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
God, that was confident. We are going to start it in front of the Peloton store. Peloton, a fine sponsor here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
A very fine sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah, now this store is located between Macy's and Dillard's. It's on that side of North Park, and it's closer to Dillard's.
The May Dill side. Closer to the Dill.
And we're going to walk counterclockwise. So basically, our rear ends will be toward the Dill.
Okay, you're walking counter. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the way you do on a racetrack.
Yeah, because you'll always be on the inside.
Right.
Yep. Inside.
Outside.
So yes, our rear ends will be towards the Dill, and we'll be...
Shoot shot. Why don't you just hop on one of those bikes there at Peloton and...
They're not that kind of bike.
Stationary. Stationary bike.
I know.
Should we start there, or should we back up all the way onto the Dill?
No.
Side of
start
the
at the
mall.
Peloton store.
Nobody calls Dillard's the Dill.
Start at the Peloton store with your rears to the Dill.
You're an hour and 10 minutes out, and you've really planned this.
No, we have planned it.
We're planning it.
So, let's see. It looks like it's four stores away from the Dill.
Okay.
That's where the Peloton store is.
All right.
Okay.
Lower level.
Right across from Anthropology.
Where's the arcade?
And right across from La Madeleine. Ooh. I don't think they have an arcade
Pick up
there.
A breakfast sandwich on lap number
Stop
two there.
Stop it. Stop it. We're not there for the food.
Order lap two and pick it up at lap three. We're there to work off food
that we've already had.
What did Barb say?
Just shove a dill in your mouth.
She's talking about a pickle.
That was a great bit.
Hey, Dill.
So, the start of the Musers Mall Walk will be in front of the Peloton store at North Park Center at 10:30 a.m. You, too, can get fit with the Musers.
This is so exciting, and since I'm kind of in charge of this whole thing.
Not in charge of it.
I'll be there overseeing and reporting. I'll be tweeting live to tape pictures.
What?
For those who can't be there. And I'll be encouraging you guys because this is very, very exciting.
All right. Now I'm predicting no P1s will be there, or maybe one, like an unemployed one, like Joe Michael.
I'll take that bet.
But most people have jobs, so they can't attend the Musers Mall Walk.
Maybe we have P1s working at the mall.
Oh, I bet we will. I'm hoping that they cheer us on as we go by. It's like when the White Rock Marathon would go in front of your house. You know, you walk out there and you, come on,
yeah.
So if you work at one of these stores, you can go to the front of the store waiting for the Musers to go by. If you can see us. I mean, we'll be going at a pretty good clip.
Oh, yeah, we'll be.
Can I say a couple of things since I'm kind of in charge?
You're not in charge, but yes, you can say a couple things.
I would like to encourage the P1s who do come out. I think it's fine if you want to walk with George and Gordon, But give them a little room. You know, don't swallow them up, because I want the two of you to concentrate on your walking, on your form, on your breathing, on your stride.
The swaying of the hips.
The swaying of the hips, the motion of the elbows. I don't want the P1s getting in your way, tripping you up. So I think it's fine if they're walking with you, but give these guys a little room, because it's all about the form and the experience. The two of them are supposed to bond.
So basically, you want people to maintain their distance the way you want P1s to do in your life all the time.
No, they don't have to stay just that far away.
Don't. Gosh.
I'm kidding. No, I just don't want them to interfere with your walking.
Right, because that's why we're there. We need to remember why we're there.
It's fine if they walk with you. Just don't.
We're walking for kids.
Just don't get in your path.
Obviously.
Will a physician be on hand?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to secure
an EMS team.
Yeah.
Have some paddles.
Now, you're funny, Fernando.
Hilarious.
Ooh.
Hilarious, George.
You're one of the funniest guys I know.
That's correct.
Who's the funniest guy you know? Fernando?
Look at that.
Yeah, probably.
Dude,
up there at the top
nervous
five
already.
Yeah.
Gosh, things are tense right now.
Man. They're not tense.
You need to walk this off, George.
I'm not tense. I'm being honest.
The mall walking is supposed to bring us all together.
Yes.
Not tear us apart.
It's not tearing anybody apart. I'm telling you who I think is funny.
Oh, but I dread the paparazzi. I just think we're going
to... It'll be there.
Flash bulbs in our face is just going to really be disorienting.
If you don't think there won't be local media there,
I'm
then
right.
You're crazy.
Well, considering that we are local media by definition.
Outside of us.
Yeah, because I'll be there at the very least covering it.
Listen, that's what it's going to sound like as we scuttle by. People whispering and taking photos.
I don't think so.
Are you wearing any sort of headgear, headdress?
Yeah, you need protective headgear.
You do.
I'm going to wear a helmet.
Wear a football helmet.
I'm going to wear a helmet.
You got to wear a helmet.
No, I think I'm going to wear a visor. I think each day I'm going to wear a visor.
Why?
It was a salute to Bob Stoops.
Why are you saluting him?
He had a really good winning percentage.
Okay. So in front of the Peloton store, 10:30 a.m., if you the P1, you want to start with us. Or you can join in progress if you see us going by.
I'll have some hydration. I'm going to bring some Core water.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to break into Kat's office.
Fine sponsor here at the ticket.
Yeah, why is Kat hoarding the Core?
I don't know.
Will you guys have watches, or do you need me to time you?
I got a cell phone.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Yeah, time.
Are you going to be wearing a pedometer?
I've got that feature in my cell phone.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Snap.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But I mean like an official one, like an old mechanical one.
No.
That you strap to your ankle. Okay.
I'm going to have like the little umpire's counter, so I'll be clicking for every step.
So what are you pledging, Junior? You got to sign up for every lap around the mall we do. You got to give some money to our favorite charities.
I already told you last week that because your goal is to do this for at least a week. And in order to encourage you to keep this up throughout the year, I'm pledging $1 a week for each of you. Which means after...
I hate that he never supports us financially.
Which means after 10 weeks, you'll be into double figures. And if each of you do it the whole year combined, that's triple figures that I will donate to charity.
We're not talking to you anymore. We forgot to start our GoFundMe page, Giorgio, where people could donate.
We forgot a lot of things.
To hit our goal. What is our goal? We should do that. I'm gonna throw one of those up today.
Yeah.
And then raise money for awareness.
Yes.
That's going to be our charity.
Awareness.
We're going to raise money for awareness.
I'll donate to that. That's a great cause, awareness.
Well, think about it. Everyone's trying to raise awareness for so many things, but who is raising awareness for awareness?
Nobody.
Nobody. And awareness is one of the most fundamentally important things when it comes to charity.
Nobody.
All right, 10:30 a.m. today, front of the Peloton store.
1 hour from this very moment.
I'm getting nervous.
I am too.
I'm getting really nervous.
I've never been more excited for anything in my life.
Because I've been training for a while for this.
2 days?
Yeah, I've been carbo loading all weekend, trying to get in shape. I've been really walking around my apartment. Like when I have to go to the kitchen to get something, I walk there, walk back. Sometimes I'll forget something, like, say, a utensil, and you know what I do? I walk to go get one.
Are you guys a little nervous? Because while you both have experience walking, you've never walked on a big stage like
this.
No, this
is the biggest stage
I've ever
walked on.
Like a national championship stage.
Yeah, biggest stage I've ever walked on. I think that there's a chance that Giorgio may have that runner situation. Like when you see that guy who is trying to finish the marathon and in the last mile he's messed himself.
He's lost control.
That
won't be me.
Between us,
the last one to have diarrhea was you.
That's not true. And how would you have any idea? That sounds weird.
Well, because you were bragging on it when you had it. Just last week, you were bragging on it. Hey, guys, guess what?
No.
Got that diarrhea
name
again.
Name one person who has ever bragged about having that.
I'd never experienced until you did
Gordon
last
Keith.
Week.
Ridiculous. So, yeah, so I'm worried about that. So I'll maintain a healthy distance.
Yeah,
but
stay
you
in
and
there. I hope you don't have it
Giorgio,
again.
Giorgio are supposed to be talking the whole time.
Bonding.
What are we going to talk about? I'm pretty much talked out at 10, aren't you?
No.
Let's play the silent game while we walk.
No, and
first word
never
loses.
Has fooled any child, by the way. The child
game.
Knows that that's not a game.
Play the quiet game.
They know that the parents are trying to pull one over on them. At least I always did.
You all need to bury the hatchet on your walk. You mm-hmm. need to bond.
Right in his back.
You need to come up with show material for tomorrow.
Yeah, the P1s can walk behind us, listening to us plan our detailed plan for tomorrow's show.
Okay. I'm all for it.
All right. 10:30. We're raising awareness for awareness at North Park Center.
Awesome.